The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. From hot dogs to cool kitties, this is Dark Side of the Pooch.
Welcome back to another Dark Side of the Pooch. He is Dr. Rab Stewart to Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, rossbridgevet.com.org.net.rad.gov. You know, it's on there, man. I'm Tony Curry, and of course, their phone number 208-0301. They do wonderful work there, and of course, all my animals go there. They've been there, and I'll follow Dr. Rab wherever he goes, but he has his own place now, and he's doing quite well. How long have you been out there? 6 years? 5 years?
8 years.
8 years?
Yeah, 8 years.
You probably get that place paid for now, don't you?
We're working on it.
There you go. Got a couple things that we want to get into, an interesting story from you. And also, we wanted to bring this up because this show is brought to you by, well, now it's brought to you by a comic store, a toy store. It was brought to you by Ed's Pet World because we are, you know, it's a pet thing, right? But Ed's Pet World does not exist anymore. So now it is Sasquatch Toys and Comics. And of course, they've got comics from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Anything you want to get toy wise, if you want that old stuff in the 60s and 70s, Evel Knievel stuff. We're talking about the electric football boards, whatever you want, they'll find it for you. In a lot of cases, it's still in the box. If you got to buy and sell and trade stuff, that's the place to go. Sasquatch Toys and Comics down there in beautiful Homewood. There's actually a Comic-Con coming to town. I think it's at the BJCC. May.
It's at the BJCC. I think it's the last weekend in May.
It is. May 31st through something like. Have you ever been to a Comic-Con?
I've not. And I think I would love to go. You know, the bigger the city, the bigger the con, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like you go to San Diego, and I mean, I think that maxes out. Like, I think it's even hard to get tickets.
Yeah, like
I have one in Atlanta, and you know.
Like I've seen The Big Bang Theory, and I know they get off on going to the comic cons, and I know it's just people dress up, and it's geeky all the hell. But it probably would be fun to go down there and check it out.
I think it would be a lot of fun. It's not something, you know, that. I just really I got to go to Comic-Con. You know what I'm saying? It's not it's not like a sporting event or something that I got to go see, but I think I would enjoy going. I think I'd enjoy it a good bit.
Yeah. Speaking of going to things that I just have to go to, AC/DC is playing at Nissan Stadium tomorrow night in Nashville. It's the closest they're coming. It'll be the last time I know I better get a chance to check it out. So I'm going to go. So I'm taking my 20-year-old son. Obviously, tickets were $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. It's outrageous. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if I go to a concert hall or even an amphitheater where you know the proximity of the seat is very, very important to the experience, that's okay. But if I'm around 75,000 other people, I'm not going to drop $800 on a ticket for a stadium experience because the sound just goes, it's out. I don't even know how loud it's going to be. And so, God love my son, you know, he's all excited. I told him why I had the money to spend. And he's like, wow, you're kind of going all out. I said, yeah. And then I started thinking about it. I thought, you know, why don't we save this money, do a sporting event. We'll still go to the show. So we got pit tickets and pit tickets are like, if you're in the pit, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, we're right there in the middle, but we're close. And I said, you know what? I'm in, man. I said, we won't be able to sit down for 4 hours. We have to get there super early. We have to get there at 4 o'clock. I said, but let's go sit in the pit, man. I mean, we'll be right there in their face. It's going to be as loud as you want to get it. And we're going to get knocked down, dragged out, but let's go have a good time. So we're going to get after it. So I'm looking forward to that. I'll let you know how it goes. Probably nothing like a Fish concert, but it should be a lot of fun. So I'm looking
forward. It won't be that much. Just be louder.
Yeah. So I'm in your neighborhood last week and I'm walking the pooch and you're such a good guy. We were supposed to do a show and I had conflict of scheduling or whatever. And so I was right down the street from you. And I said, I'm going to stop by your office. So I walked in your office and I said, hey, I'm here. You want to check on Rainer Dog? And so I thought we'd start the show today with you telling me he's 8 years old, what you did to my boy and what typically happens when you go in for an annual checkup.
Well, the most important thing we do is the physical exam because we're going to look at things and we're going to look at things in a different way and more thoroughly than you can do it at home. You know, we're going to look in their ears. We're going to look in their eyes. We're going to check their teeth. We're going to listen to their heartbeat. We're going to look in all the nooks and crannies, you know, that people don't even realize they're there. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to check for common parasites, intestinal parasites, and also heartworms. And if they're due for any vaccines, we're going to talk about those and we're going to give them. Mm-hmm. And Rainer did good, man.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to rack in my brain. I don't think we found anything on him that made us worry.
I felt kind of bad because we've walked up to your office a couple of times, but we normally don't get, he usually doesn't get the rubber glove treatment. So he's like, he's all ready to go. I was like, hey, while we're here, you want to go ahead? It's like taking your kid to the doctor. While he's here, you want to go ahead and check him for strep throat or something or whatever?
His face went like this.
Yeah. I know he wasn't really happy about it, but then we got him, I got him bathed and groomed yesterday, so he looks fantastic. But for
good, you're a good dog dad.
Well, thank
good
you dog for an 8-year old man. I want to get another 8 years out of him. I'm gonna try to see if we make that happen. So that's pretty cool stuff. Before we get into your little story, you had something going on. Have you ever heard of something called the cane toad?
Oh no, it sounds cool.
Okay, well, it is indigenous to South and Central America. Evidently, and I don't think this was someone of getting one and just leaving it go like they do with these Burmese pythons and stuff like that, but they are showing up everywhere in Florida and they're poisonous. And if your dog gets sprayed or your cat gets sprayed or they bite into one of these things, they're dead in 15 minutes. It's called a cane toad. I had never heard about it. And I was like, what in the world? It's called a cane toad. C-A-N-E, and you're allowed to kill them. And they look like just regular toads. They're pretty nice sized toads.
I gotta look this up while we talk about it.
Check out cane toad, but there's a story. I pulled up pets. Here, and I'll tell you exactly what the
Oh man, this thing is ugly.
It is really ugly. It's
massive. Yeah. They look massive.
Toxic toad warning. Here's how to protect your pets from Fox 13 in Tampa Bay. It's pretty nasty looking. But it's not something. Yeah, but they're like the females can have up to 30,000 eggs a year.
That's what I'm saying. 8,000 to 25,000.
Mm-hmm. So that's but they're saying they're like kill those toads. And normally I think a toads is a good thing, right? I mean, I love the way they sound in the summertime, and they usually kill bugs, they kill mosquitoes and stuff like that. But evidently, if your dog or cat gets a hold of one of these things, the dogs will chase anything.
Did you see the life expectancy on them?
Uh-oh.
10 to 15 years.
Dude, that's crazy. I mean, that's a long time for
in the wild.
Well, you know, if they're toxic and, you know, it's spraying stuff on you, it knows, you know, so much for going down there and licking toads. You know, we won't always talk about licking toads. We ain't licking this thing. Now, for humans, it's not poisonous from the standpoint that it will not bite you and insert some type of poison like a poisonous snake. But it does have this liquid that it secretes out when it feels threatened. And if it does it on your dog, it can kill your dog in 15 minutes. It's kind of crazy.
Hey, while we're on this, this seems like kind of a no-brainer. Do you know the difference between toxic and venomous?
I do not.
So it makes a lot of sense. Okay, toxic has to be ingested or like put on you.
Okay.
But venomous has to be injected into you.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, that makes, that's interesting.
Yeah, because
toxins.
Yeah, because when they said it was a poisonous toad, but the toad wasn't poisonous, I was like, what are you talking about? And again, they mean from the standpoint that it will not attack you or bite you, but it can secrete this. And we've all picked up a frog, and the first thing everything does is turtles, frogs, they pee on you. You know, they got that, and it's that wet stuff, and it goes all over your hands. And so there's something to be looking out for. But I thought that was interesting when I saw that story. I thought I'd bring it up. Okay, what's going on at your place there at the Ross Bridge Animal Hospital, brought to you by Sasquatch Toys and Comics? What's going on with you?
We had an interesting case that took us a while to work up. So I want to get into it. But first, I'm going to ask you, when you were a kid and you picked up a toad and it peed on you.
Yes.
Was there any like, you know, old wives tale that they would tell you when the frog peed on you?
As far as like kissing it?
No, it like turn? They would give you like what I always heard is you hold a frog. If it No, that's your date to prom.
I had a frog give me syphilis back in 2003, but it was a very rare case. So that came off the tractor seat. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Yeah. When I was a kid, we were always looking for toads and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you picked one up and it peed on you, someone would say, oh, it's going to give you a warts.
I'd heard of warts.
Planner's warts.
Yeah. Planner's warts. Yeah. But I don't think that's not true. Is it?
It's not true.
No,
yeah, that's not true.
No, but I do know there's those frogs you can actually lick.
It's supposed to be like a psycho, hallucinogen.
Yeah, and I think it's something that they harvest, correct? Don't they harvest that for, they're trying to give it to people that have depression and stuff like that? That's the next thing that's going to be legalized, psychedelics. I'm telling you, they're already doing research on it, and it's a receptor resetter. And it just
psilocybin. Psilocybin,
yeah, exactly. So, all right. So what was this issue now?
Okay, so lymphoma, people will know about lymphoma, mm-hmm. because people get it, but also dogs get it. And it is, depending on the research that you look at, it can affect, when you have a dog with cancer, it can be up to 24% of these dogs with cancer end up having lymphoma. That's really? The type of cancer they have. It doesn't have to be that high. I mean, there's, some variation in different studies give you different numbers, but up to 24% of dogs that have cancer have lymphoma as the cancer that they have. And most of the time, the type of lymphoma they have is swollen lymph nodes. And we can feel lymph nodes in animals like right here, mm-hmm. Under the mandible.
That's where ours are too, correct?
Yeah, we have them right here. Mm-hmm. But dogs also have scapular, which we have scapular too. And they have inguinal, which are kind of at the top of their legs. And then they have popliteal, which is kind of on the back of their knee. So most of the time, dogs with lymphoma, you'll feel swollen lymph nodes in that area. Another way they can get it is they can get cutaneous lymphoma, and it's just skin cancer.
Yeah.
It looks pretty nasty. But they can also get it internally. They can get it. They get lymphoma in their lungs. They can get it in their liver, their spleen. They can get it in their bone marrow. And so we had this dog come in, and it was just drinking and peeing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, when you're drinking and peeing a lot, this dog's 4 years old. So I'm thinking it's got a urinary tract infection.
Mm-hmm.
We run some blood work. Its kidney values are a little bit elevated, and its calcium's really high. So we start working it up for kidney problems. We start working it up for like parathyroid problems. Eventually we do all this imaging and, we're doing all this stuff, and we find out through some blood tests that it's got lymphoma. So it's just an interesting case, because if it weren't for the owners being so perceptive of my dog's drinking more and peeing more, because it's a 4-year-old dog, you don't think a 4-year-old dog is going to get cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a very kind of benign symptom, and it led us down the road to lymphoma, which is unfortunate, but.
That's crazy. Is there anything, there's all kinds of things that us humans do to get cancer. And I know we can live a clean life and get cancer just out of the blue. But is there anything dogs can do or cats can do to get cancer? Or is it just purely a spinning the roulette wheel?
No, I mean, I don't think, to my knowledge, there's nothing that someone has come out and said, that's a huge carcinogen in pets.
Yeah.
Like it is in people. We know not to smoke. We know nicotine and stuff like that can cause cancer. And, we know taking a bunch of x-rays, radiation can cause it. If you're working on Chernobyl or whatever, microwaves, all that kind of stuff. I mean, I would assume some of that same stuff can cause cancer in pets, but you don't have dogs that are, walking around smoking.
Yeah.
It stands to reason that they could be being exposed to something, or it's just the nature of the beast, just being alive.
Yeah. Not making light of this at all, because I hated to hear this news. And of course, everyone's got to take a political. Joe Biden was just diagnosed with some type of aggressive prostate cancer. Do dogs have prostates, and can they get cancer in their prostate if they do?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got it. And they have prostates, and dogs, they can get prostatic hypertrophy, like BPH. If you're a guy, you've heard of BPH. And so dogs that are not neutered get that. Just like, you know, males are walking around. We're not neutered, so we're prone to BPH. So dogs can get that. They can get abscesses of their prostate, which are infections. Dogs can get prostate cancer, of course, but we don't see that a ton. You know, we see BPH more than prostate cancer.
Yeah. Since we're talking, we just talked about toads and stuff. Sexually transmitted diseases, can dogs and cats get those?
There's only one that I know of, and it actually causes a tumor. So it's a sexually transmitted disease, but it's a tumor, and it's pretty nasty when they get it. And I mean, ultimately it can kill them, because it can block, their ability to urinate. It can get really nasty and get infected. It's the chronic infections. So, I mean, it can ultimately kill them.
Yeah. All right.
Transmissible venereal tumor is what it's called. TVT.
That sounds disgusting.
It's
almost as nasty as that cane toad. All right, man. Anything else going on?
No, summertime.
Do you want me to call you from the show tomorrow night?
Oh yeah, that'd be cool.
I wasn't gonna do this, but I already saw the set list. They're opening up of If You Want Blood, You Got It, and their second song is Back in Black. I mean, they're gonna get right into it, dude. It's gonna be awesome.
They'd probably play 20 songs.
Yep, about 24 songs, and it's one hit after the other. And hopefully I can understand something that Brian Johnson's singing, but you know, I wouldn't mind if Axl Rose came out and sang a couple songs too.
That's what I was going to ask you, but it's not going to be Axl, right?
It's not going to be Axl, but I honestly wish it was, just because I know.
Really?
Because he can sit. Brian, man, can't hit a note. I mean, it's just screaming.
Yeah.
It's just screaming. But, you know.
But you still got Angus in the schoolboy outfit.
Yes, you do. And he just turned 70. And the drummer, Phil Rudd, turned 70, 75 or 74 today. No, 71. He turned 71 today. But I don't think he's in the band anymore.
So I was going to ask. So let's not include Bon Scott. I mean, he was the original vocalist, but let's pretend like he never existed.
Mm-hmm.
So how is it? Is it just Johnson and Angus as the
Malcolm members? Died. Malcolm died. He was the bass player. That was Angus's brother. He died 2018. Phil Rudd is still alive. He was the drummer. He's had serious drug issues. Went to prison a couple of years ago for hiring a hitman to kill somebody. I mean, he's been all over the place. And he was actually held out of a couple of studio albums because he just couldn't get right. And then he went on the road with them. Chris Slade was a guy that kind of filled in for him for a while. And then Cliff Johnson, I believe, is still with the band. He's been rhythm guitar for them for quite some time. But as long as Angus is doing his thing, man. I mean, on average, I think in the last tour they did, on average, he ran like something like 11 miles a night, which is just insane. But I mean, he's 70 years old. Can you imagine running? I mean, I walk my dog 4 miles. I can get it done. Now, if I had a guitar in my hand, I was playing music, and maybe it goes by a lot quicker. Maybe, I don't know, but that's just amazing to me that he goes back and forth that much. And
he can still do the leg stomp thing.
He can still do the leg stomp thing. And I'm praying. I've let it all look. I'm praying it's as good as I hope it for that I want it to be. And I'm taking my 20-year-old son, and I've just been telling him what a lousy the music he listens to today sucks, and this is the real deal. And he's like, this show better rock. And I said, it will. It's going to be good. So, but I'll let you know what happens in the pit. Should be fun.
What about Thunderstruck? Thunderstruck on the set list?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Thunderstruck's on there. Yeah. Highway to Hell, Dirty Deeds, that's all on there.
Yeah.
It'll be good. All right, 208-0301, 208-0301, rossbridgevet.com. Check out the website. And do like I do, just stop by the office sometime. Just give him a call and say, hey, can I stop by and check out your joint? You look inside his office and see. By the way, you have some wonderful artwork. You have gotten so many things framed, and I know a lot of it is a rock and roll oriented stuff. You've got some seriously cool stuff on your walls.
Thank you. Many great concert posters. I get them, and it just takes me back to the show. That's why I get them.
It's fantastic. Thank you, sir. I'll catch up with you next week.
See you, bud.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.